A handwritten notebook of tonics fed to Australia's famous racehorse Farlap has been sold at auction for more than $37,000. It'll be exhibited at the Melbourne Museum, the home of Farlap's hide and other memorabilia. Rachel Brown prepared this report.
For the last time, at $32,500, you all done? Finished? Sold at $32,500 to bidder 32. Very well done. Thank you.
After a 15% sales commission, the expensive recipe book cost bidder number 32, aka Melbourne Museum, more than $37,000. Auctioneer Charles Leskey says the 82-page notebook, which belonged to Farlap's trainer, Harry Telford, provides the first written proof of the tonics and ointments he used on Australia's most famous horse.
It came as a bit of a surprise to hear about arsenic and strychnine, belladonna, cocaine and caffeine being parts of the normal regime for looking after racehorses, keeping them fit and eager to run once the barrier went up. So stimulant, really, provided they were given in small doses.
The giant chestnut thoroughbred gelding won 37 of his 51 races, including the 1930 Melbourne Cup. He won his first race on US soil but died at the Menlo Park racetrack in California in 1932. Much speculation ensued when the horse's stomach and intestines were found to be inflamed, and many believed he'd been deliberately poisoned. But Mr. Leskey says the auctioned notebook could change all that.
It's very easy to speculate that if Farlap wasn't feeling or wasn't responding the way the trainer thought he should after a long sea voyage across the Pacific, or was uncomfortable in unfamiliar surroundings or with different people, he may have been given more than one dose of this sort of general tonic that Harry Telford had developed in his career, and that could easily have led to an overdose of something like arsenic.
The notebook's very important in a historical sense, isn't it, in terms of, you know, possibly putting to bed those conspiracy theories that were flourishing, including suggestions that gangsters had killed off the champion racehorse.
While the recipe book doesn't specifically say give this to Farlap, it's as close as anybody has ever come to putting Farlap, arsenic and Harry Telford in one place at one time.
And this would be quite a coup for the Melbourne Museum?
Well, I think they are delighted. Of course, it's the Melbourne Museum where Farlap lives these days. They also own one of the saddles which was used in his training. And now to have the recipe book, the tonic recipe book, combined with the rest of the exhibit, it seems appropriate that it's gone home there.
Auctioneer Charles Leskey ending Rachel Brown's report.